I'm not responsible for the first thought I have today. I am responsible for the second thought I have. This is useful for me today because then I don't have to feel ashamed of whatever that first thought I have is. I used to feel so bad if I'd think some stupid thought, as if somehow that thought was the truth about me. That somehow whatever dumb thought that came into my mind, that was my fault, that I produced that thought. For example, whenever I'm driving and a guy goes to walk out and cross the street in front of me, the first thought I have is often a cuss word. Some kind of cuss word about the person. And now that's better than it used to be. But I still think like that quite often today. And now the difference is, when that first thought comes into my head, I realize that I didn't control that. I didn't sit there and decide to have that thought. That thought just came there without me doing anything. That thought appeared out of nowhere in my head. That thought is not the truth about me. That thought has no power over me except through how I respond to it. So I realized the first thought today, I am not responsible for. The second thought, I am responsible for. If something comes into my head and then I attack it, I am responsible for that. So if I start cussing, the first thought I have is some song lyric, which often it is. I'll have some D12 nasty song lyric. D12 was Eminem's. He had a group with his friends. And it was called D12. And a lot of their songs are just really raunchy and obscene. And they're funny, too. So a lot of the first thoughts I have often are D12 lines today. And then I used to feel bad about stuff like that. Like, wow, am I really the kind of person that thinks like that? Am I really this or am I really that? And I would attack those thoughts then. I'd try and go at those thoughts. No, I'm not like that. This isn't the truth about me. And I'd fight with those thoughts. And the more I fought, the more those thoughts would come again. The more I would try and run from those thoughts. Oh, no, I didn't just think that. I did not think that. The more I tried to do things like that, the more those thoughts would keep coming back. Now today, the less I do that, the less I get stuck with those repetitive thoughts. Today I have a lot of original thoughts because I realize that second thought, that is my responsibility, but whatever stupid thing comes into my head to start with, that's not. And I don't ever need to feel bad about some stupid thought I have. And this gives me a lot of peace. That's why I can do a video like this, because I'm not sitting there critiquing and judging all of my thoughts that hard. I just, whatever thought comes into my head, I share it. And I put myself in a position where I know I can do that. So this gives me the ability to do something like while I'm playing zombies here, to be able to sit here and talk to you also because my mind is free of the attack thoughts. It's not fighting the thoughts that come into my head. And I trust myself now. I trust that I'm thinking things for the right reason. So I trust that these words will come out of my mouth in a way that's acceptable. It's really amazing then I don't have to go through and edit all of my videos because I know if I pay attention to what I'm saying, if I say anything that's horribly offensive or stupid or sometimes I even make these videos and lie, I'll realize that I just had said something that's a lie. And I'm like, why did I say that? I don't even know why I said that. And yet I don't attack it though. I realize I don't understand. If I say something that's a lie, then I kind of get curious, like, wow, why did I just lie about that? I don't even know why I just lied about that. And then that gives me a simple way of living today. Now, most human beings, I feel like most of us are capable of a lot of things. It's just we hold ourselves back. We get in our own way so much that then we can't function. So the only thing that allows me to do what you see me here doing is that I get out of my own way. I'm not fighting with myself right now. You can see I'm at peace. Somehow, I don't know exactly how, you can tell though that I'm at peace with myself. I'm not hurting myself, I'm not fighting myself, I'm not mentally slapping myself around, and that gives me a lot of energy, it gives me a lot of free time, it gives me a lot of peace and serenity. And then when I make a little mistake, like I was just hopping around that thing in the game, and I fell off, now you could argue whether I made the mistake or, you know, I just walked in, then I don't have to fight with myself. So when I have a stupid thought today, or I do something like tell a white lie, I can forgive it. I don't have to go after it as if that's the truth about me. When I used to have things like that come up, then I'd fight it. I'd attack it. That, no, no, no. And that takes a ton of energy. Having responsibility for that second thought is exhausting. It's really time-consuming. It takes a ton of energy, full attention to work with that second thought. And a lot of my life, I blindly, kind of on autopilot, tied my second thoughts up with attacking my first thought. So often my entire thinking consisted of action, reaction, in the form of first thought I couldn't control, attack on that thought. Things I often have thoughts come up today, some of the toughest thoughts I ever, things like you're a bad father, and that comes up in a lot of different ways, and or I'm afraid of being a bad father, and thankfully today I realize I didn't create that thought. That thought just came up, and when I don't fight with it, then it goes away. Now it's tricky though. When you don't fight with things, it'll change forms often. If you fight with something, there's a certain predictability about it that's kind of nice. For example, if whenever someone says a certain thing in your life, you always fight back, there's this certain predictability about it that's kind of nice. You know where things are. You know what to expect. When you don't fight with your thoughts, you'll often get a lot of original thoughts. And ultimately, if you want to be a creative person, if you want to just even be a fun person to be around, what you really need are original thoughts. That's, I think, what a lot of people like about my videos I make. They're original in the sense of they don't feel, at least this is what I've heard, they don't feel copy and pasted. They don't feel like the same old stuff you hear everywhere else all the time. And that is the secret to creativity, is just not fighting with yourself. And that's the secret to a lot of other things, having a good marriage, being a good father or son or daughter or whatever it is you're trying to do. If you don't fight with yourself, everything will go pretty good usually. Now, if you fight with yourself, and so when that first thought comes up, when you fight it, no, no, I didn't think that. Denial is the funniest way of fighting it. Because you'll have a thought, and then your next thought will be, no, I didn't just think that. Nope, I'm not like that. I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. Denial is a very funny way of fighting, and denial takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. For example, if I have a thought, like here, a thought just came right now to help me with this. A thought just came, Jerry, you're such a liar. And when I don't fight with that thought, it goes nowhere. I had a thought on, I was taking the dogs for a walk, and this thought came up, and this is how these thoughts work. This thought came up, that guy's gonna kill you. That thought, now normally, that's the kind of thought I would have fought with. No, 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 he's not. No, he's not. I could take him. Yeah, right. If he tried to kill me, I'd be like this, and I'd be like that. And today, you know what my next thought was after I had this thought, that guy's going to kill you. I thought, that's fine. And that's an example of exactly what I'm talking about. That's fine. Like an acceptance, a complete acceptance of that thought. And then I laughed right after that because being peaceful and not fighting with life is still very new to me. So to have a thought like, that guy's going to kill you, come up, and then to just be like, that's fine. It made me laugh. I'm like, wow, I've really came a long way. I've made some real noticeable progress in my life. And then I got a lot of gratitude out of that. Like, wow, that's really cool. I can see proof that I've actually made some amazing progress in my life, and I'm really thankful for that. So that's why I'm here talking about this with you, because I want you to have that same chance too. Whenever your next shameful thought comes up that's telling you you gotta feel bad about it, that's telling you you're worthless, you're not a good person, you can not take it so seriously. You can think, that's fine. Thought comes up, look how disgusting you are. You think, that's fine. Then that's a really nice, peaceful way to live today. And I'm grateful to have that, and I work each day to remember it. Today I pray to remember, I'm not responsible for my first thought. I am responsible for my second thought. For example, when I just fired that bow and arrow, a cuss word just crossed my mind because I missed. I have to go up and grab it again. And then I thought, that's fine. It's no big deal. I pray today that I remember why I do this. That judging that first thought takes a lot of work and hurts me a lot when I attack the thoughts I have. I pray that you have the same opportunity today to accept the thoughts you have, not as the truth about you, but just as random thoughts your minds generate that don't mean anything. And you can choose to fight with them, or you can choose to accept them. You can even choose to fight with what I've said here, or you can choose to accept it. Thank you. Have a great day today.